everybody. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Right now, it's me and Tyler Bowe in studio.
What's up, you guys?
What's up? We are waiting for Marina Shafir and Hanato Laranja. We have in studio the 27-time world champion is going to be with us in studio. We have a great show today. We got Mirsad Bektik, 10-0 fighter from Bosnia, who is now trained at an American top team, and a post Titan FC press conference between undefeated Sid Bice, and Jamie Shaney. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, American Icon Autographs, AIASE.com, the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events, signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, everything else in between. Their past signings have included Fedor, Sakuraba, Rampage, Big Nog, Hoist Gracie, Marlus Conan. I'm telling you, the list goes on and on and on. Check their website to find out who's signing next. Go to their events, meet the celebrities, and build your man cave. AIASE.com. Also, has your business been vandalized? Have gang members destroyed your business storefront? There's only one place to call, and that is the professionals at Remove It Restoration. They remove graffiti, restore etched windows, and get your business back to brand new for a fraction of the cost. Your business image is very important. Do not leave it in the hands of the amateurs. Call them at Remove It Restoration, 1-888-424-9697, or go to removeitrestoration.com. Right now, I am drinking the most delicious coffee I have ever had in my life. It is Kimera Coffee. It has, you can get it at KimeraKoffee.com. It's a premium high altitude coffee sourced from the Dominican Republic, infused with high quality nootropics. What are nootropics? They are brain vitamins. Trust me, guys. Their blend is composed of alpha, GPC, L-theanine, DMAE, and taurine, all organic compounds found naturally in food sources such as soy, eggs, and fish. The benefits of nootropics are numerous, and they include enhanced focus, mood and reaction time, increased natural metabolism, fatigue reduction, and cardiovascular support. They've been linked to help counteract cognitive impairments such as Alzheimer's, brain injuries, dementia, and Parkinson's. So become the legend. KimeraCoffee.com and use the code MMA Roasted. Also, guys, girls, people listening, dogs, if you're out there listening, tip a fighter, okay? Fighters are grossly underpaid. How many times have we talked to fighters who have 3 or 4 part-time jobs on top of their training? Well, now the fans can make a difference. Tipafighter.com. It's 100% pay for performance. It's not a charity, okay? You guys tip the fighters for their performances. Fighters, you're in there anyway. You might as well make more money. I'm telling you, I talked to Andrea Lee from Invicta. She was thrilled with how much money she made. So sign up for tipafighter.com at tipafighter. Hope everybody's doing well. I just came back from Minnesota. I literally got off a plane an hour ago from Minnesota. I was on a 7:30 flight, got here. I got a massage. I had an hour and a half to kill. Someone got a massage on the block. And so it was a legit massage, though.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend, so I was actually hoping. I'm like, I hope she doesn't try to grab me and go happy ending because I'm going to say no and it's going to be awkward. But it was on the wall. It said no sexual deviant acts or anything, whatever it is. Yeah. So I was thrilled. It was a good Thai massage. My body feels relaxed. I'm happy about that.
Was this in the airport in one of those?
No, it was like down the block from here. I got in at like 9:30, and if you guys don't know, our studio is like an hour from here. So I was like, actually, no, the airport's like 10 minutes from here, and I live like an hour and a half away, so I don't want to go home and then just come back.
Yeah,
so I
was like, no sense in doing that.
I had time to kill. I'm like, I'll get a massage.
Yeah, you might as well go get a Thai massage. I've never had a Thai massage. Is that the kind where they like walk on your back?
Yeah,
stuff?
The whole thing.
They jump up and then walk on your back?
Yes, they did.
Thank God they're little.
You know what it is? I actually just wanted to sleep for an hour.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go buy a hotel for an hour and a half. And I didn't want to sleep in my car because it smells in there. So I'm like, I don't want to go to Starbucks and just hang out, be one of those guys for 3 hours in Starbucks. So I'm like, I'll get a massage. I actually needed a nap. But Minnesota was great. I had shows at the Mall of America, at the House of Comedy. It was unbelievable, actually. The shows were, it was like just fun it was like nothing crazy. The week before, I was in Canada. There was a riot during one of my shows. I talked about that. I was doing a show, and
yeah.
people wouldn't shut up. And the people came over there like, you have to shut up, or all of a sudden, or we're going to escort you out. And the people were like, we're not leaving. Next thing I know, I'm on stage. There's 15 security guards.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, who are the male strippers? And I and then they're like, they got him. And I was yelling, bad boys, while that was going on. It was crazy. That was nuts. There was none of that this week. It went off without a hitch. Shows were great. A lot of fun. Great crowds. Great people in Minnesota. Nice. How was your week?
It was, I'm so sleepless lately. It's a blur. I'm trying to think of what I did this last week. I did some shows at the HaHa this weekend. I got a college gig this week coming up. I'm flying out Thursday to go to, I'm flying into Baltimore to go to a college in Pennsylvania, like Lebanon Valley College.
Wow, nice.
Somewhere in the middle. You know how it goes. You fly, you get a rental car, you drive, you do the gig, turn around and come home. It's good.
I did a gig the night before I left. I flew in from Canada, and then it was like back to back to back. I had like show, I had podcast, acting class, meeting, show, leave, podcast. It was just one of those weeks, right? It was like 2 days of just nonstop. Yeah. So I go to this, I get booked at this Mexican nightclub, right? And I'm on 10th after like 9 comedians, and the guy before me, his closing bit is taking the microphone and sticking it up his ass. Like,
what?
Not without his pants, but still, like, over his pants, just ramming it up. His whole thing was about how guys get boners and poke girls in the ass on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And he's ramming the thing up his ass. And I got to touch this afterwards.
Yeah.
So he gets off stage, and I'm like, do I say something to this guy? Like, I'm like, bro, you were funny, but now the microphone's up your ass, was up your ass. And he's like, no, it was on the side of my, on top of my back, my lower back. I'm like, bro, it was close enough. I go, really? He goes, I'm clean, I shower. I go, that's not the fucking point.
Yeah, it's your butt. Dude, I've gone up after a guy that did a joke where he was talking about, jerking off, but he used the microphone like as his dick, you know, as an act out.
Yeah.
And then he pretended to come and spit. And spit on the mic. And you're like, dude, I gotta use this microphone after you.
There are a lot of guys that like they do the like oral sex bits with blowjobs, and they put the mic in their mouth, and I'm like, dude, what are you guys doing?
There's a guy out of Portland that used to do this joke where he would talk about how much he loved his beer. He loved beer more than his girlfriend. And he's like, so much I wish I could finger bang my beer. So then he would close his bit. He would stick his whole hand. He'd bring a pint of beer on stage with him. He'd stick his whole hand in the beer and like bang it. And there's beer everywhere. It's all over the stool. It's on the stage. It's on the microphone. And it's disgusting. And then, you know, you'd be up next and like he'd hand the microphone to you. It's all wet. And
I told the guy, I go, listen, you're probably going to be a headliner real soon because no one's going to want to follow you. Just like, I mean, literally no one's going to want to follow
Seriously.
You. Not because you're good comedy, but because nobody's going to touch his mic. The mic was up his ass. I'm like, really?
Or comedy clubs are going to start making you bring your own microphone.
So that's what they really should do. They really should make comics do that. That like have bits where they put the mic up their ass. They should have to bring their own fucking microphone. A Fisher Price one, too. I mean, it's so annoying.
I just remember this last week. I did Jay Davis's Tiffany's on Vine on Wednesday night. And, dude, I'm such an idiot. Never in my life have I been towed. I got towed.
Oh.
I went down there, and there was no parking, and I found a street spot, and it was like – in downtown LA, there's like 3 signs per every parking spot. So it's confusing. And I read the signs. I misread it. But what happened was there was a couple other cars parked where I was parked. So I'm like, oh, it's fine. There's other cars parked here. I go in. I do the gig. The show was whatever. And I come out, and my car's gone. And I was just like, no. Dude.
That was the gig where I saw Brittany Palmer, by the way.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Yeah. No, it's a great club. It's like this cool lounge, and there's like tons of...
Meanwhile, Brittany Palmer still has not gotten back to me after she had... I fucking hate that. Like, she said she would come on the show. We made up. We hugged it out.
Yeah.
She's like, blah, blah, blah. We took pictures. She posted on her Facebook, and then I texted her and nothing back.
Brittany, if you're listening, come do the show.
Seriously. What's wrong with these people? But Hanato just walked in. He's actually... getting a drink or something, but he is in the building, for the record. I saw Hanato. Was that the end of your story, by the way? It's a towing, or is there more to it?
You know, it just, I've never been towed before, and it's just such an idiotic thing to have happen. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, it's like a waste of $300.
Absolutely, dude. You get a, it was $275 for the tow, a $75 ticket on top of that. Jay was cool. Like, I came back, and Jay was like, what happened? And I was like, I got towed. And Jay's like, oh man, I get towed all the time. Like, I know exactly where they park the cars. Like, I'll give you a ride. So he gave me a ride over to the tow spot. Dude, it's like they...
If you get towed all the time, why wouldn't he tell you, hey, I get towed here all the time?
He didn't know where I was parked. But, dude, it's like your car gets kidnapped and then they hold it ransom.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It is annoying. I know. There's nothing good. I would hate to be that person who works at the tow booth, though, because they probably get cursed out daily.
Yeah.
That person in that thing. By the way, Hanato's here, the 27-time world champion. And Marina is here.
Here. Sorry, guys.
How are you guys doing?
She didn't want it to be here without me, Paul.
Of course.
Couldn't do it.
How's it going?
It's good.
Marina, we were talking about our weeks.
That's cool. What did I miss in the last 7 minutes?
Well, we talked about, I had show. I just got back from Minnesota. I was doing shows all week in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That was awesome. The crowds were great. I saw that you were with Shayna Baszler,
mm-hmm.
her first pro wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was fucking awesome.
How did she win?
She did not win.
She lost. She did not win.
But the girl did a really sneaky bullshit move, and now it's just, you know, she's gonna kill it in the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did Shayna do as a wrestler?
But if you have amazing. That's the beauty about pro wrestling, is that there really is no winning or losing. It's all about a storyline.
Does she have like a signature move?
Yes.
What's her move?
You
can't tell us her move?
I mean, I can, but
she's
like,
not at liberty.
She's still working on like a super finisher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm gonna help her to work on that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show some of the ones I used to finish a lot of other chicks.
I think that's a great idea.
What are some of your
finish
finishing
all
moves?
Of them, huh?
What was that?
What are some of your finishing moves?
The oil drill, the conquistador, all that kind of stuff.
What's the oil drill?
That's where I do, like, you ever heard of froggy style? Where it's like doggy style.
Yeah.
But I get onto my haunch like that.
Right.
And I get up top, and then I put like an oil drill, like that.
Like that.
Onto the, so they can feel deep on side.
You're drilling oil is what you're doing.
I'm going to drill something.
Like in her butt?
He's going
to
drill something.
No, I'm not going to get to that part.
Okay.
I mean, if necessary, I'm going to do that, but I prefer
the vagina.
The vagina.
Okay. Mm. The most Brazilians like the vagina as opposed to the butt?
I can't speak to that, but I know I prefer the vagina.
Okay.
Because I
the
was
vagine?
The vagine. Because I was came from there, and sometime I want to get back on.
Okay,
on
so
there.
You came from the vagina. That makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Now,
speaking of which, Marina, porra.
Marina has a beautiful vagina.
Oh, nobody has seen it, so let's
nobody
just
saw that one?
Nobody's seen it.
But I wish.
It doesn't exist.
We're gonna bring it into exist.
No, I'm good.
Speaking of your vagina, so you went to Florida, all right?
When?
Or didn't you recently go somewhere?
No, I didn't recently go
anywhere.
You
were in town the whole time?
Yeah.
You were visiting somebody. No?
What?
Weren't you visiting somebody?
No.
Oh. You were in town?
Well,
let's move on from that, poha.
Not this last, like the weekend before last, I went to Texas with Shayna and Jess.
To another wrestling event.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Was more of like a work study for Shayna. Yeah.
Now, are you thinking about getting into wrestling too?
Well, I kind of am, but.
wait, what's this?
What do you mean? I walked Shayna out for her pro wrestling debut.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like
a real fight.
Are you gonna like compete in the ring?
I don't know.
Are you thinking about
it? If my neck is cool, then it's definitely fun, and you can put your. There's no set. In MMA, you have to be like an all-around great fighter, right?
Right.
Like everybody judges you from all angles, like, and if you have a hole in one thing, everybody's gonna keep fucking plugging at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna plug the hole.
You're gonna plug the hole.
I wasn't gonna say it, but
I know. So in pro wrestling, you can actually have like a style, and it's not wrong. Like there's some pro wrestlers who actually are afraid of heights, and they're afraid to like go on the top rope, and they just stay in the ring and they grapple.
So have you been training with Shayna?
No, I haven't been because of my neck. But I watch it all the time, and I did train with her before I hurt my neck.
What's wrong with your neck? I'm going to massage that one.
You want to massage my neck?
I'm going to give you a deep tissues.
Deep tissues? Yeah, am I going to cry?
You might.
I might cry a little bit.
You're going to cry.
Was it going to be a happy cry?
It's going to hurt, but it's going to also to feel good.
It's going to be joyous.
Marina has a boyfriend, just so you know.
What kind of boyfriend? I was informed otherwise.
No, she has this boyfriend.
You got a new one?
What?
Oh, I thought you had one, the same one you had for years?
I don't know about anything.
No, this is a new boyfriend. Oh, he's a pro wrestler. That's all we know.
Oh, boy.
We don't know which one. We think it
actually
might be...
he doesn't really exist. It's just something
it's
in
the
my
Hawk.
Brain.
Is it the Hawk?
No.
Oh.
No.
I hope it's not Coco Beware.
Is it Coco Beware?
No.
Fucking guy used to stole
awesome.
A lot of girlfriends
no.
from me.
Really?
Yeah, because he had that fucking Jerry curl and hit the bird. It's a nice...
the bird.
He break the ice, chalk to the ladies want to chalk to the bird. And then he was giving them something else.
I had no idea Coco Beware was stealing girls for you.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I've been around a long time. I'm not a spring chickens no more.
All right, okay.
He was the last spring chicken, last season chicken.
Okay, got you. Now, by the way, I saw a picture of you. You tweeted yesterday. You were in some kind of weird device.
Yes.
Where you were being choked.
No, like, I wasn't being choked.
What was
it? It is a neck traction machine. Oh. That you can like hang from the door. And because we were in a car for like almost 9 hours.
Who's we?
Who's we?
Yeah.
All right.
Now there's a we all of a sudden.
We, as in me, Shayna, and Jessamine.
Oh, thank God.
And Shayna's girlfriend.
One, three of that ones. She have a girlfriend? Yeah. She's open to a lot of stuff?
No.
Who?
Okay.
She's only got one door.
Who's that?
And Shayna goes in and out of that door.
I don't mind that one, but...
Wait, Shayna? And who?
Shayna has a girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is she a wrestler too?
No, she's actually a roller derby chick.
Oh, God.
Who's really fucking good.
Which one is the more feminine one? The lipsticks one.
The lipsticks one?
Mm-hmm.
They're both pretty feminine.
But when it comes down to the brass tacks, what
I don't really ask those questions.
Don't ask that kind of shit.
Do any of your friends do burlesque? Because then I think you'd get like a badass chick bingo. Like, I think that's everything.
No burlesque.
Pro wrestling, MMA, roller derby, and burlesque.
Mm. No burlesque.
So fighting. Let's talk fighting for a second. Okay.
Wait, weren't you asking about the neck traction thing?
Yeah, what was that?
It's like an at-home neck traction machine. It pulls your head up, and it like relieves all the pressure in your neck.
So isn't that
neck
how right David Carradine
it's
died?
It's the same.
No. He was choking himself while jerking off, dude. All right,
it's very similar to that.
Marina only does that on Thursdays.
Yeah, and it's supervised.
Yes. So yeah. Okay, so you had this neck thing, but you're okay. Well, when are you coming back?
I don't know. It's until I can get feeling in my hand.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, Hanato, how's your training going?
My training's is going.
You're killing
good.
It.
I'm peak high now.
You're peaking.
Oh,
now?
Yeah. Sorry, my brother. I didn't. Oh, I thought okay. You had a system.
You're at your peak
here.
Now.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
up
at
with
my
you
peak
and Vinny?
Condition there.
You and Vinny Magalish.
Me
are
and
you
who?
Ever gonna Vinny Magalish?
I don't recognize that as a person that I know about. Okay.
All right, okay, because I hear you guys don't like each other. I've trained with him. He's very good. He tapped me out 7,000 times in
yeah,
five minutes.
Yeah, big deal.
Minutes.
Look at you. Boy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, all right.
You're an aging Jewish comic. The fuck is you expect?
So you think you could beat Vinny?
Let me try. Next question, because we beat a dead pig enough, Chimey.
Okay.
He's a fat pig, and he's going to lose to... What
Matt Hamill.
He's going to lose to Matt Hamill. And then, you know, what's next for Vinny? Come on. I'm the chop. He's
the World Series of Fighting. Yeah,
the World Series to Fighting, poha. Who cares?
Okay, so Bellator.
Great answer.
Bellator. Did you guys watch Bellator at all?
No, but I heard about it.
So Kendall,
this whole weekend we were preparing for her shit.
So Kendall Grove, do you watch it?
Yeah, I watched that one.
Kendall Grove beat Joey Beltran.
Yeah, two guys that I like, but you know, Kendall was got the best of him.
Yeah, I mean Kendall Grove. You know he's on a resurgence. I went to his last fight against that guy he lost to, who was just a strong, tough. He fought this wrestler guy a time before that. He's a really, really tough guy. Joey Beltran. You know, is a good, exciting fighter, but it just ever since he got busted, I think for PEDs, he hasn't been the same.
He got busted for what?
For PEDs, correct?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, right. Can you research that? Joey Beltran, yeah. I believe, got busted a couple.
Just because he's
Mexican? Not because he's Mexican, because he just hasn't been the same. His last couple fights, he's been he just hasn't been the same. Kendall Grove's been looking good, much better. I like Kendall Grove.
Kendall Grove is he's definitely evolving.
And he's one of the nicest guys.
He's a nice guy. I like that guy. He has too many children. He's like me. He has too many kids, though. And it's going to sap his energy.
Yeah, but then you can take your kids and he can take his kids and you guys can have a little play date.
Poha, somebody else could take my kids. I don't got enough money for that. Maybe Vinny can have that.
There you go.
I wish that upon my worst enemy.
He does have four kids, I believe. Four or five. Got a hot wife. I like Hawaiians.
Hey, take it easy with his wife, Poha.
Okay, no, I'm saying
we could talk about Vinny's wife, Poha. Eleni Maga.
Vinny's wife is pretty hot, too.
Yeah, I like that. Shoot, me and her, we have a understandings together.
Really? What's your understanding?
Well, let me,
you know what?
There's more than one?
On. Let me move on from that because...
Okay, I didn't. I know you didn't.
Just tell us when you feel like it.
Vinny's
okay.
wife.
Okay.
So Kendall Grove, I was excited for him. I was also happy for Joe Warren against Elsie Davis. I'm happy because it seems that Joe Warren, whenever he doesn't use his wrestling, he seems to use his head as a punching bag for some of his previous fights.
Well, he's the baddest man on the planet.
He's a great fighter, but
he's the baddest guy
used
in the world.
He denies PED use, blames unnamed supplement. So that happened a couple
years
ago. Yeah,
like the one he got, the Dominican Republic, when he was just trying to get some bubble gum and some stuff like that.
Yeah,
the guy said, hey, why you don't try that one, that bullet? We're going to make you feel strong.
Exactly. So I'm happy that Joe Warren won his fight. I think his wrestling, he uses wrestling, which was great. Because there's nothing to me worse than seeing a guy who's, you know, I think Joe Warren was like an Olympic alternate or something, or he got banned from the Olympics for smoking weed. Something happened where he was an Olympic caliber wrestler who goes in there sometimes and negates his entire wrestling thing and just tries to strike. And that's when he seems to lose his fight.
Yeah, so, it's like George Gurgel trying to stand and bang.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good blast from the
past.
From the past.
Yeah,
well, not that far.
That's a great analogy. Some people can do it, but I'm happy that Joe Warren did. I'll tell you, I predicted that Darian Caldwell was going to be the next big thing in MMA. This is 2 years ago on the Luke Barnott podcast. I remember him from watching his wrestling match against Brett Metcalf in college when he won, who Metcalf was beat Bubba Jenkins 10 times in wrestling.
Why are you punching me when you said Bubba Jenks?
Because Bubba usually sits there
because
right there.
He's black.
No, not because he's black.
And you think I'm a black? You think I'm... he's much darker
than me.
He
is much darker. I don't even know what... you're Brazilian. But I'm saying that Darian Caldwell...
And he has Mohawk.
Darian Caldwell is going to be the next...
Look.
He might be the guy to give everybody problems in the UFC at 135. This kid's undefeated. He beat Sean Bunch, who's an outstanding wrestler. He was on the U.S. national team freestyle. Beat him in a minute and a half. However, he did a backflip, which he always does, and then hit the camera girl in Bellator. So people in Bellator that are holding the camera know that this guy's going to do a backflip because it was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. He almost took her out. He could have injured himself completely.
It was a camera girl?
Yeah, camera girl.
Yeah, it was
how
a camera girl.
Carry, how the girl's going to carry the
thing again?
Yeah, the
have you seen Marina's arms?
How she can carry.
What
she's
does
too,
this have to do with my arms?
I'm saying girls
frail.
Are strong.
All female camera women are strong.
The poor babies, how are they going to carry that one? It's too heavy for them.
All right.
So I'm against that. I'm against that.
You're against female camera women?
They shouldn't have to do that. They can't hold the hand car.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a little sexist, don't you think?
That's what sex have to do with that. I didn't say nothing about sex.
Where did you learn your English, by the way?
From your mom. Never mind where I learned my English from.
All right. So the UFC fights that happened this weekend. You were right about Josh Barnett. Josh Barnett physically looked a little different, looked a little skinnier than usual, lost some weight. But
he looked gorgeous.
I wouldn't go all the way to skinny.
Not skinny.
I would say leaner.
He looks very
for
fit.
For Josh, he
I would
looks
say
more
leaner,
lean.
But I wouldn't say skinny.
He looked like an extra, like he looked like a heavyweight, but he looked like he could still be like a light heavyweight.
He looked like a matinee idol.
Boy. Yeah.
A matinee idol?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, he put it on Roy Nelson. I was a little worried in the first round because Roy got him down on the first round. I was afraid he was going to do his patented crucifix where he sits on your face and then you can't
move. No, with Josh.
Not with Josh.
I knew Josh was going to win that one, but I thought Roy Nelson did a lot better than I thought he was going to did.
Really? How?
I thought Josh was going to kind of walk through that guy. Boy.
Yeah.
He pretty much did, though.
But I didn't thought it was going to take five. I didn't thought it was going to take 5 pounds. I was very impressed to Roy Nelson.
See how big Roy is?
Boy, think about Roy Nelson.
Trust me. I said I thought Josh was going to win that one. Okay?
Yeah. I thought Josh was going to win. The thing about Roy, though, is that eventually, I feel like if there's any guy who is in danger of getting punchy, Roy Nelson will be on top of the list just because the amount of punches this guy has taken from savages.
And
like
elbows and knees and everything.
He
like
already
that.
Had already taken more punches than anyone else in the UFC, right? And then Josh set a record this fight for the most significant strikes. So.
And in the clinch.
You look at guys like Overeem, Dos Santos, Stipe, Hunt, Frank Mir, now add Barnett to this group of people that have just teed off on Roy Nelson. I mean, at a certain point, you have to say, like, okay, what are we doing here? I mean, he's exciting to watch. He's fun to watch. He's a great fighter, but he's going to get brain damage. I mean, I'm not a doctor, and maybe he won't, but it just seems like these guys are huge fucking monsters.
That mohawk looks like he don't give a fuck. Let's just put it that way.
I wonder if it's a matter of the repetitive getting hit in the head, or because he's not getting knocked out. Like the dudes that are getting their lights put out all the time, you wonder if that's worse, or the guys are just getting punched.
No, Freddie Roach told me the guys are doing you a favor a lot of times by knocking you out early
because you take less punches.
Your brain's not gonna shake around.
And that's in boxing. I mean, taking 4 ounce gloves with these heavyweights. And I'm a Roy Nelson fan, and I'll watch Roy Nelson fight any day of the week.
I'm a big Roy Nelson fan, too.
But it's
It was hard to hoot against him, but I had to because of Josh.
Have you trained with Josh?
Josh and I worked together on Brokeback Mountain.
Really?
I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Were you the big spoon or the little spoon?
I was, of course. What do you think? Use your imagination.
The little spoon?
Ah, porra. You're very funny.
What does porra mean, by the way? I don't speak
porra
Portuguese.
Porra is just like to say, fuck, you know? But the heel translation means, like, come. Like, porra. Oh. You know, say come, but you don't use that way. You just say, like, porra. It's all purpose. If I see Marina walking around with, like, booty shorts, something like that, porra. But if I stub my toe, I can't say porra.
So it's like damn.
It's damn fuck.
So it's like damn, shit, damn.
Something like that.
Now, who are you texting right now? It's always good to have a podcast.
Her boyfriend. Her boyfriend.
I'm paying attention.
You're texting.
Do
somebody.
Not pay attention to me.
You're the co right now. You're the co. How can I pay attention? You're on the phone.
I am dealing with some shit right now.
You're like
so.
A 15-year-old girl on the phone.
Is this school? Are you going to tell me to go to, like, detention right now?
That'd be kind of hot. But no, I'm not going to do that at all. I'm just saying that, like...
You want to know who I'm texting? My massage therapist, because she is fucking worried about my
neck. Who's your massage therapist? Bubba Janks? He's waiting for you to put some cocoa butter and some African essential oils on your back.
Are you jealous of Bubba Janks?
Listen, where the fuck is Bubba Janks?
He actually gets sick today.
Oh,
is he?
Yeah, he
called. What a coincidence that now I'm Ken and he's gonna get sick. Okay.
All right. Now, so that was I was happy about that. I'll tell you, Uriah Hall. I was really impressed with Uriah Hall.
I am so fucking happy that he capitalized standing. I'm so happy that, like, immediately in the second round, he knew he had to fucking pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And he did. And he did not let it go to the ground. It was
so
awesome.
But I was also impressed in the first round, his submission defense.
Yeah.
Because
Gegard is not a joke.
Isn't he a black belt? Or?
Yeah. He's got a black belt in judo. He's an amazing grappler.
Yeah, and the fact that this guy, who Uriah Hall a couple years ago had no submission defense, didn't Ronda tap him like 100 times? Not that that's anything to feel bad about, but didn't she just destroy him in grappling?
The one time that they grappled, yeah.
You were there?
No.
But you heard about it?
Yeah.
Right, so this guy in 3 years...
It's on like The Ultimate Fighter. It was on The Ultimate Fighter.
Then like 3 years, he went from having zero grappling experience for 4 years to be able to last 5 minutes on the ground with Musasi. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, he's very athletic. He's black.
So you think black guys are more athletic?
Yeah, they can play a lot of sport and...
Marina just left, by the way. I think she's angry. She got a text.
She's wearing some tight jeans.
Yes, he's wearing tight jeans. Now, is that a girl that you would go for?
That I would go for?
Yeah.
Where I'm going to go with that?
I'm saying, like, is that a girl that you would actually try to hook up with?
Try for her. That's a girl. Yeah, I could hook up with that if I want.
How many girls do you, like, are you dating anyone now?
Am I dating anyone now? I keep a stable of that ones so I can, I'm not going to get bored. It's like when you have a meatloaf night, meatloaf Tuesdays, and then you're gonna have pot host the next night and stuff like that. I try to keep variety is the slice to life.
A slice of life, yeah, that's it. Variety, slice of life. Tyler,
I have heard that before.
Yeah,
it is.
Tyler's a very funny comedian, by the way.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm not.
He didn't say shit the whole time. He's saving his best material for later.
Yeah, you know, I'm saving my jokes for Hector Lombard.
Hector Lombard's gonna come.
No, he got very upset.
His favorite comedian.
Hector didn't like Tyler. He told me I should fire him.
Because he came to the show?
No, he just on the podcast. He just didn't like Tyler's comments.
Hector Lombard is a listener to the show.
Yeah, he comes on the show a lot.
That's interesting. That
we called him and woke him up from a nap. He was very chipper.
And yes. he wanna beat Tyler's ass.
So Tank Abbott. Was recently. Is everything okay?
Yeah, fine.
You sure?
I'm just coming. I just said I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. You look cute when you're angry, by the way.
Let her simmer down.
I'm just not.
Women can be very emotional and also sometimes they're on their period. Paul.
That's true. I think the moon was on its period last night.
It was.
It was the red moon.
It was the blood.
The blood moon. Yes, the blood moon. Now, I actually wrote a joke that got nothing, but I thought it was kind of funny. I go, the moon gets bloody less than Miley Cyrus. Because
I don't get it.
Because she never gets a period. Because she's always pregnant. Because she gets fucked all the time.
Oh, boy.
I think that's too much of a leap.
Too many levels of explanation there.
There's just too much to explain.
I know. That's why no one got it.
You gotta keep it short. You gotta it was keep it too short smart. And sweet.
Miley Cyrus. Actually, the moon is.
No, just don't try to do it here. Do it in your free time.
Let's move on to that one. Do that one in the shower,
let's
boha.
Not try to develop a joke.
That's like when you're singing in the shower.
Here.
It sounds better to you.
We'd actually have less.
Never mind, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, anyway.
That joke had a shelf life about as long as the blood moon lasted.
Yeah.
Pancras is next weekend, too. Do you know about that?
No.
They're showing it on the UFC Fight Pass.
Your pancras?
The Japanese fight promotion.
Yes.
Oh, pink.
Yeah, that's next weekend. Two of my teammates are fighting on that card.
Who?
Victor Henry and Colleen Schneider.
Colleen Schneider. Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's Josh's girlfriend.
That's Josh's girlfriend.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember he brought her to a party one time. I was trying to hit on her.
Really?
I didn't realize they was together.
Oh, then what happened?
Yeah.
Nothing. It didn't work out for me.
Were you sad?
No, I moved on from that one.
Did you move on to Josh?
No. In the scene, we had to do a lot of method act. When we did
you
that
were
one.
Brokeback Mountain with Josh?
Brokeback Mountain. You ever saw that one?
No.
You never saw Brokeback Mountain?
No.
Not the version you were
in. If you want to pull up the Renato Laranja show episode, I don't know, whatever. Mm. You can see the one that says Josh Barnett. You can see it was a lot of sexual tension.
Okay. Now, listen. So Tank Abbott claims that he can knock out any woman.
Great segue, Paul.
Yes. Tank Abbott
so
says
great.
He can knock out any woman, including Ronda Rousey.
Oh, big fucking deal. He can knock out any woman.
He's
okay,
saying
great.
That he will pay $100,000 to any girl that can beat him. And if he wins... so all she has to do is make him a sandwich. If she beats him, he has to give her $100,000. So that's the wager Tank at on TMZ. Marina, I think you should do it. I think you could take him.
Me.
The guy looks like he hasn't left the house. He's been drinking since the last 10 years. He has an interview on TMZ. He looks in terrible shape. He was drunk at 1 o'clock. And I really think there's women out there that could beat him. I'm sure of it.
Maybe Gaff Garcia.
All you got to do is just stay away
from him. Let's get in touch with her.
All you got to do is...
let her be, like, the first one, and then we can
see what
Tank Abbott, but then that's $100,000 is going to be gone. I don't think he has another $100,000. Tank Abbott in his prime...
No, I would just watch that.
Tank Abbott in his prime would be extremely dangerous. Obviously,
he was one of the early, the...
Yeah, he was killing men, killing people.
The sport.
But now, he's got to be 50 years old. He looks like he's been drinking every day for the last 15
why
years.
Why you say that?
Because there's an article, they have an interview with him on like TMZ, and he's like in bed, it's 1 in the afternoon.
And he's just drunk.
Doesn't look good. And he's like, yeah, any chick, I'll knock out any chick, blah, blah, blah. No chick can beat me.
I mean, that sounds like it looks amazing to me.
100,000?
No, I mean like that whole scenario. You're like, it didn't look good. And I was like, I think that would look pretty fucking awesome.
I'm telling you, but I think Marina, you could beat him.
Thank you.
Tank Abbott kind of looks like Roy
Nelson. I think you go for a heel hook, it's over.
I'm good.
You're going for a low single. $100,000. I'll manage you.
No.
I'll set up the fight. 15%. No.
No.
Come on.
No.
Marina versus Tank.
No.
All right, fine. Fine. $100,000, a lot of money.
I don't really give a fuck about money.
I do. Anyway, so our first...
Let me get a piece of your purse that you're getting paid today.
What?
Whatever they're paying you today. Because I'm pretty sure they're just going to give me a fucking Cliff Bar and... this watered down Khmer coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Khmer coffee? I don't think so. They put it from a Keurig machine's coffee.
Okay.
And you didn't even have no almond milk for me.
Our first guest that we are calling is from Bosnia. He is 10-0 in the UFC. Mirsad Bektik trains at American Top Team. Complete badass, this guy. He came to my show in Florida. I gave him a hard time from the stage.
Why?
He's super nice. Okay, I was kidding around, messing with him. He was hanging out with Colby Covington, another undefeated fighter.
Hello?
Is this Mirsad Bektik?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. Hello? Hey, it's me, Adam Hunter. You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast.
Oh, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? It's me, Marina Shafir.
What's up?
It's Hanato Laranja and Tyler Bowe. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm just now getting home. I went to pick up a nice little painting.
Oh, nice.
Well, what kind of painting you picked up, my brother?
Hey, it was it's about the Benjamins.
It's about the Benjamins.
We'll go round and round.
Are we talking to Bubba Jenks now?
No, no, it's not Bubba Jenkins. This is Mirsad Bektik.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yes, Mirsad.
He's dangerous. he reminds me of a young
man. You're almost as funny. Hey, you're almost as funny as Adam.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I was sorry about giving you a hard time during my show, man, by the way.
Bro, it's all love for me. I love it. That's fun.
Oh, cool. Now, I was researching you last night, by the way. I didn't realize the stuff that you've had to go through in your life, man. You are a tough, tough man. Not even in the cage. You were born in...
Why are you yelling at the fucking
You were born
guy?
in the former Yugoslavia. Right?
The former Yugoslavia.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
In Srebrenica?
Oh, boy.
You're fucking it up, dude.
Srebrenica.
Right, okay, okay.
Well, you can't heed. You can't heed. Why you can't heed English? You're supposed to be American.
I can heed English, okay? Which is now...
you sound like the Brazilians in Relax.
the Brazilian what?
When you were 3 years old, your mom took you out of Bosnia with your brothers to escape the war, correct? And they took you to Italy.
We went to Italy, yes, sir, and then Italy, then Germany.
Is your family Muslim?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, was it really scary times back then?
Of course, I think scary times now, so you can only imagine back then.
Yeah, I actually can't imagine. So when you went to Italy, then you went to Germany. Was it hard? I mean, you had to learn Italian. Well, you're probably 3 years old. You probably didn't know much. Back
then. I didn't learn Italian, but I mean, when I went to live in Germany, I learned German. And then once I came to the United States, it's kind of we didn't use Germany too much. German too much. So in the process of learning English at a young age, I was like 8 years old, 8, 9 years old. I forgot mostly a lot of my German.
Now, did a lot of kids, when you moved to Nebraska...
Oh, Nebraska.
You guys must have stuck out, right?
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah, big time. I mean, we didn't speak a word of English, and we dressed a lot different.
What kind of... There's a lot of people in Nebraska.
It was a very different times,
Did a lot of kids give you a hard time growing up there?
Yeah, I got a hard time too. I give myself a lot of hard time, trying to get into different culture, trying to learn a new culture and trying to get into it. I try to get in with some of the kids, other kids, but that didn't work out, I was just different. And so in the process of that, I would get in some fights and some trouble,
Yeah, but then you took up karate, right? Karate and boxing?
Yeah, first I took up, I played, when I first came to the United States, we got a doctor, family doctor. So I started soccer with their kids, and I tried baseball, I did baseball with them. I did, it's kind of like the American life, American lifestyle, I did all the family sports, and then that wasn't enough for me. Then I started karate, and then after karate for like 3.5 years, I got into boxing.
Wait,
and,
hold on.
I really enjoyed that.
Hold on. So when you first got here, you got adopted, you said?
No.
Who said about adopted? Where are you getting that from?
Well, we came here because of a family sponsor. We got sponsored to a family.
That's exactly what happened to my family.
You got sponsored too?
Yeah, we immigrated here from Moldova when I was 5. And we're Russian Jewish, and we got sponsored by a synagogue.
I like Hashan Jewish chicks.
Took care of us for a long time.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hashan Jewish chicks always sponsor me.
They do, right?
Yeah.
So, like right now.
So, Mirsad, you got sponsored by a family in Nebraska. Now, what belt were you in karate?
I was brown and black, right before black.
Nice. And now, what type of karate?
Okinawan. So, yeah, Okinawan karate.
Miyagi-Do.
Nice. And then you started boxing.
Miyagi-Do.
Did you have any?
Yeah, I started boxing at.
Did you have 14. Any amateur fights as a boxer?
Yeah. I had four, I believe. Yeah, four fights. I was 4-1.
And then when did you start going boxing. To mixed martial arts?
I started MMA, actually. I mean, like, my brother, you know, I was, at that time, like, I was lifting a lot of weights. I was a small kid, so I wanted to be a bodybuilder, you know? So I started lifting a lot of weights, eating bread throughout the day at school. And then my brother kept bugging me about, you know, about fighting and how I should try it. And then I watched GSP and John Fitch fight, and I was like, man, I can do this. And then I kind of went and wrestled out with my brothers. And then, like, that following week, one of my friends was training at that. At the local MMA gym, so I went there, checked it out, and I really liked it. And I started like cleaning the building, like cleaning the bathrooms, cleaning the, like the changing rooms, to pay for my training.
Now, did you have any wrestling training at all in Nebraska?
No, sir. I mean, I my junior year, I like went for the wrestling team. I made it, you know, but I quit. I was into other things in high school at that age.
Now, I asked because it's funny because I was watching your first fight against Chaz Kelly last night, which was a great fight, by the way. And you were up against great fight, and you were up against a guy who was an All-American wrestler, which a D1 All-American, and you had been taking him down consistently throughout the fight. You have an amazing blast double where you don't even leave your feet. It's like you just it's like a football tackle, but you just fucking storm into people. And I'm like a fucking guy with no wrestling experience taking down an All-American at will is really impressive, man.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And I mean, yeah, I mean, I really, you know, like, I mean, like the wrestling experience that he has, you know, like I didn't go to school and do all this wrestling, but like when I started MMA, you know, I was just like striking jiu-jitsu, and then the most dominant athlete was George St. Pierre, and I wanted to be the most dominant guy. So I just worked a lot, really hard on my wrestling, you know, and I'm still doing it to this day, you know, just like it's getting even more funner to me now. You know, I'm working with Steve Mocco.
Wow.
So he has a whole different style of wrestling. And so, man, he's been putting me through the ringer. So I'm really excited to showcase what's next.
No, then you beat Paul Redman in Sweden, which was the second biggest, largest crowd in UFC history, correct?
Yeah, in Europe.
In Europe. Now, how many people were there?
I believe it was like 35,000 people.
So you're fighting in front of 35,000 people. I mean, that what was that like?
It was awesome. You know, it's just like, you know, just seeing like the auditorium and that was just really crazy. You know how big it was. I mean, it took like 4 minutes to walk from the locker room to, you know, to the ring. So I mean, you actually got to listen to your music, you know.
What kind of music what kind of music you played on there?
What's up?
What kind of music you played to walk out?
That night I walked out to this Bosnian song, but I usually like to walk out to Tupac.
Ah, Tupac.
Now, how much Swedish pussy did you get afterwards?
Oh, boy.
none.
Why not? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, man. I didn't get nothing. I mean, I wasn't looking for none either. That's not my thing. You know, I'm kind of chill. I mean, at least that time, I wasn't thinking about that. You know, I was just.
I know, but afterwards, after the fight,
Adam just really wants to be a fighter so he can just try and pull in all the pussy after one of his fights.
I do it after my shows.
No, and he just wants to like live vicariously through every single fight. They're like, so. You were in England.
No, first of all.
And then you fought. And then how many chicks did you
bang? Well, this guy's a rock star in Sweden. I've seen Swedish women. I mean, Pora, right?
Oh, Pora. I've had some Swedish
women.
Yeah,
they're very nice.
And how did you not afterwards go out to a bar or a club and nothing?
Man, I was just thinking about food, and I was just thinking about getting back to work, you know, working on my some, you know, just critiquing little things about my game, you know, to get better. So that's where my head was at then, you know, but –
Then when I got home, I was like, shit, I should enjoy that.
How good is the food in Sweden?
Man, everything's good. I mean, it's really copacetic. You know, it's really chill. You know, the women are beautiful. People are reserved. I think it's like more classy. It's a little classy. So I had a great time there.
It sounds too classy, like, because none of the girls going to give you any punchin.
No punani for me.
Ah, poha. Next time you're going to came with me over there and we're going to get some pussy.
Call it poom chang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
totally new word for that shit.
I mean, if you're Brazilian, I mean, it's a wrap then, right?
Yeah, it's a wrap because they see that my skin have a quality that look like.
Women don't mess around, man. Yeah, no. They're crazy about me.
They like that. They like anything dark. They like even an ugly black guy that, like, not even a good looking black guy. They can't shake a guy that don't even look good. So imagine to me.
Like Bubba Jenks?
Like Bubba Jenks. Yeah. He can't even do
imagine
like that.
Imagine me. I live in Florida with a bunch of Brazilians. It's crazy here. Yeah.
So, well, wait, don't you live around a lot of Cubans as well?
Yeah, a lot of Cubans. I mean, I want to date with a Cuban chick.
That's nice, too.
You know, you should definitely check out some of the judo teams down in Florida because they have a crazy Cuban influence on their style, which is very, like, much...
Well, his teammates were Hector Lombard.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's like it's like wrestling judo.
So we went from talking about Cuban puntang to talking about fucking Cuban jiu-jitsu or judo.
Yes.
Never mind that shit. Listen.
We got to make sure we cover everything.
Listen. I'll cover everything.
We only have like 15 minutes with you, so it's like we got to get it all in.
Wait, how did your date with the Cuban girl... Wait, how did your date with the Cuban girl go?
It was all right, man. It's just like... I mean, I don't know. I couldn't even, like, I like a good give and take conversation, and
she didn't.
I couldn't even have it. So I was looking forward to going home.
Oh,
I know. I know that once. I hate that shit too.
Now, are you a
man? It's like I'm not trying to sit there and tell her she's pretty. You know, like I'm trying to talk about something.
Now, are you religious? I mean, are you a practicing Muslim, or are you kind of Christian, or what's are you?
I believe in all the gods. I mean, I don't. To me, I think people try to use religion too seriously, you know?
My God is the only one, so you can pray. You can just go to that one. And after, do me a favor, after you fight, after you're going to, you know, next time you beat the shit out of somebody, I want you to pray and give true thanks to my Christ that gave you the strength to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that part.
Sure,
okay.
Now,
makes you happy.
Well, not enough people gave thanks to Christ after you beat the shit out of somebody.
Now, your last fight against Lucas Martin, that was a fuck. You hurt him in the second, and then you must have hit him with 75 punches in a row. I mean, you just destroyed that guy. That was unbelievable. Yeah.
Not disrespect to Lucas March.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Lucas March.
I mean,
you know,
that was your first finish in the UFC. How good did that feel?
Oh, man, it felt really good. You know, I really wanted to get a finish against Paul Redmond, you know. I really wanted to keep it standing with him and get that finish. I knew he didn't want to stand with me because every time I hit him, you know, I would hurt him. So he kept trying to take me down, and I would just, you know, counter with my own takedown, and just kind of went to work, you know. But against Lucas, you know, I knew what I was gonna do. You know, I was just I was possessed. You know, I knew what I wanted. I knew I was gonna get it, and it just worked out perfect. You know, just the exact way I wanted it to, and it's only gonna get better.
Well, the other guy, you like blighted him up here, and I'm actually showing everyone right now your finish right now. I have it on the screen because I honestly
Lucas
I had the, yeah the Lucas Martin. So you hurt him and then you hit him with look at how many punches this guy hits him with.
Yeah, it was like 75 punches or something like that.
75.
Somebody told me.
Yeah, I mean that was
any time, ref. Go ahead and
yeah,
jump
the half gave him the benefit the benefits to the doubt. Who
was
is that?
It, was
half?
It Mazagaki that was reffing your match?
It looks like he's just admiring your work.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I looked at him and, you know, he told me to keep going, so I kept going. But then he's a super cool guy. He's like, you know, just let me do it next time. I was like, all right, cool, you know, whatever you want.
Dang, his lip was fat.
You killed him, man.
Yeah, his eye was really bad.
Fuck.
And everybody that I know at American Top Team, and by the way, I love your team. I mean, the fact that you guys, that 12 of you came out to my comedy show in Miami, nothing felt better than that. That was awesome, dude. So thank your team.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for everybody, man. You guys, yeah, man, ATP is, I mean, it's MMA, you know, it's the definition of MMA. So it's it was awesome to switch it up and come out and see a comedy show.
Oh, it was awesome. Now, you got a fight coming up, which I'm going to go to. It's at the Ultimate Fighter finale. You're fighting Kawajiri, who is a tough guy in Kawajiri. He's kind of a legend in the sport. He got beat up by Clay Guida. Are you watching the Clay Guida fight over him?
No, not really. I'm just doing my thing, you know, focusing on myself. Just working on myself. That's about it, you know.
All right. And now, do you think...
You should see how depressed Adam's face looked. Like, he thought he had a good one there. And then he said that shit, and he looked like his not fucking today. Mom died. Poha. Yeah, you're not heady. You got to be heady for all that shit, Adam.
Now, who are the guys you train with over at American Top Team? You train with Cole Miller, right? Colby Covington?
Yeah, I mean, I train with guys in the middle, close to my living. You know, like I'll train with Cole once in a while. But my main training partners are, like, you know, Mike Brown. He's my coach. Steve Mako, I train with. Robert Whiteford.
But Thiago Alves, he's still there?
What's that?
Thiago Alves still there?
Yeah, Thiago's there. I mean, he's a weight class above. So,
yeah,
I
know, but...
I like to train guys my weight class, you know.
Well, tell him I said hi, because that's my brother.
I
definitely will, but... You know, you got Cole Miller, you got the Daniel Strauss, you got the...
I like Cole Miller, too.
Poirier, so many guys, man, it's crazy.
Daniel Strauss, I know that guy, too. He used to sell incense.
Yeah, Daniel's a beast, man. He's a performer.
He used to sell incense and mixtape. and essential oils, poha.
Now, do you think a win over Kawajiri puts you in the top 15?
For sure. I mean, Kawajiri is ranked number 13 right now in the world. I think... not just my win over him, but a dominant win over him should put me at number 10, you know, close to number 10, you know, the way I'm going to look at it and the way I'm going to perform, you know.
Now, you're a real nice guy. You're a real humble guy. Do you think that's, you know, you're in a division right now, 145, where it seems like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. It seems like, you know.
What make you say that?
Conor McGregor is talking a ton of shit and getting pretty much all the attention. You're this humble guy from Bosnia. Do you ever think sometimes maybe you should make more noise on Twitter or social media?
I mean, yeah, you know, I do, like, you know, somebody actually told me, you know, I should be more of the bad guy sometimes, but, I mean, I'm just doing my thing, you know. I mean, I'm getting Kawajiri next, and I'm slowly working my way up, you know. Everything I do is earned, you know, so, I mean, I'm going to earn my spot there, and, you know, you can only talk for so long, you know. Once, I mean, yeah, I mean, the talk is kind of useless, you know, with the performance, you know, you kind of have, you know. I'm not going to let nobody dominate me, and take me down and whip me up and then keep talking, you know. I just look at performances and, you know, I do my best, and my best is always good enough. And you know,
I did my best.
I'm not talking
but
nonsense.
My best,
you know,
was
just
good
no
enough.
Point to talk about nonsense.
Nice. Well, listen, Merzad, it's a pleasure and honor, man. I honestly think you're one of the next big things in the sport. Even your first
fight, honestly,
your first fight, they threw you up against an All-American wrestler, and you took it to him, and you were hurt. I mean, you had a hand down, and he kneed you like I've never seen a guy get kneed, and you came back from it.
It hurt.
I mean, how out were you in that fight?
It hurt pretty bad. What's that? Go ahead, sorry.
I said, how out were you in that fight? I mean, were you like almost, were you concussed?
Man. No, I mean, I remember the first knee, I was like conscious. I felt it, and I hit my, if you watch the fight close enough, after the first knee, I hit my hand on the floor like, yo, what are you doing? I got my hand down. And then he hit me again the second time with the knee, and that's when the ref stuff jumped in. And again, if you watch the fight, I grabbed the fence because, I mean, I was like falling over to hold myself up. And then thankfully, you know, I got a few minutes to recover, and then, you know, I was just thinking about winning the moment, you know, and you know, I just did what I had to do to win, you know.
Well, it was impressive, man. And
it's not over until I win. That's my mentality, you know.
Well, I'm going to see you in Vegas, dude. I'm coming to the... Are you going to be there that whole week? It's going to be Conor McGregor's fighting on Saturday. Bro. Merzad's fighting on Thursday, but as
I'm
well
call,
as...
Yeah, I'm going to call out Cain Velasquez after that.
Careful, my man. You know?
Anything you want to say?
I'm a big fan to you, and... you know, with my support, you're gonna go a long way, my brother, because I just follow you last night on Twitter, so you're gonna get a lot of pussy from that. So you're welcome. You're welcome, Mirsad.
Hey, get ready to go on all the dates.
I appreciate the support.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Mirsad. Take care, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great night, Dan.
You too.
Bye.
That was Mirsad Bektik. Nice kid, huh?
Yeah, don't sound so excited, Marina.
About what?
You're like, bye.
I said bye.
As you're doing your nails and you're filing your nails. And
I'm filing my...
Or whatever you're doing in the, over there.
Are you working today at the coffee shop?
Yes.
Aw, man. What are you doing today?
You could have brought some of that coffees over here.
We have Camara coffee. Why would I bring that here?
Whatever. You can't have... You don't need to hub it in. You got Camara coffee.
What are you doing?
I got caveman's coffee.
Do you want to come to coach wrestling today?
No coaching for me. I'm going to heal ass today.
Really?
I got to get back to my doggy. And then I'm going to do some training, some jiu-jitsu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but my dog is sitting home depressed.
Are you with Eddie Bravo?
Am I with Eddie Bravo?
Do you train over there?
Let me tell you something. Sometimes I train over there, but with Eddie Bravo. Come on.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, what does that mean, Paul?
You're not with him like you're with Josh Barnett.
Well, no.
So Eddie trains under you.
You can put it that way.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to clarify these things.
He's just clearing it up. That's all that's happening right now.
Have you watched The Ultimate Fighter at all?
No.
Have you watched it?
I watched that one. I like to see that stuff.
I hear a lot of ruckus going on.
Conor McGregor's talk a lot of shit.
Talks a lot of shit. That. He's been getting under Uriah's nerves.
Yeah, when he said that he looked like a 50-year-old hitchhiker skateboarder.
retired skateboarder.
I fell off my chair.
Conor's funny. You know what? I feel like, in a way, his plan is of like disbanding Team Alpha Male is working, because he brings up on the show the TJ that T.J. Dillashaw left to go with Dwayne Ludwig, and he took the champ and left, and Uriah, and you could tell that Uriah is actually thinking about this when he's saying it, and I don't know, man. I feel like, in a way, Uriah's got to, because right now, Uriah went on Ariel Helwani's show last week, just said that Dwayne Ludwig tried to sell the team peanut butter, that he wouldn't help the black people, that he wouldn't train women.
Listen, I'm a friend to Dwayne Ludwig's, and he never showed me none of that kind of behavior. He was always a straight up guy.
Yeah, always. I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know.
He never
what
tried
happened.
To sell me no fucking peanut butter. I got my own peanut butter.
So
maybe some almond butter?
Yeah, I'll give you, I don't even know what that meant, but I'll give you some
cashew butter?
I'll give you some Brazil nut butter.
Some Brazil nut butter?
Yeah, poor.
So, but I feel like Uriah, by going on Ariel's show and blasting Dwayne, is putting the team into a really weird situation now.
Wait, so TJ doesn't train at Team Alpha Male at all?
He trains both. He trains with Team Alpha Male.
Well, isn't that a sticky situation?
That is very stick.
But
more
also,
sticky than
also
the peanut
you
butter.
You have Chad Mendes, and you have Joey Benavidez, and you have all these other guys. You know,
I wonder how that relationship works inside the gym.
That's a tough relationship.
I don't know what's going on. I know that that
find out, Adam.
I will.
Jesus Christmas, figure it out.
Press conference.
God damn.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like Uriah should just keep it under wraps. As far as you know,
it's too late.
Yeah,
it's too late.
It's too late. The cat went out on the whatever you call that.
The shit hit the fan
on the hot tin roof.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's high.
There's a guy on the thing, Ryan Hall, who has Tourette's syndrome.
Yes, he does. I know.
And this guy is amazing. I have a really close friend with Tourette's. It's not easy to grow up with Tourette's. He doesn't have. Everyone automatically assumes if you have Tourette's syndrome, it's you're screaming stuff out. Mm-hmm.
It's not. Like,
that is a form of it, but that's not what. But this guy Uriah, this guy Ryan Hall. I like his attitude. I love his attack and his jujitsu. I looked him up. I mean, you talk about he medaled at Abu Dhabi.
Oh yeah, you didn't know about him before.
I did
show.
Not know.
You
about
didn't know
him.
About Ryan Hall.
No, I didn't know about him.
Ah.
I'm not as big as jiu-jitsu as I am in the wrestling
the world.
But I guess. Now, do you think he's got a good shot of winning this?
Yeah, he have a shot, but you know, you never know what's gonna happen.
How's his striking?
His strikes is look. He obviously his strikes not the best part. His game, like myself, I did a lot of karate and full contact capoeira.
Right.
But Ryan Hall, he's look. His strikes gonna continue to get better. He's a smart guy. He was hit that guy a couple of times, some nice stiff jab.
Yeah.
And he was set up some kicks on there. So
his record is 4-1, right? Yeah. So I looked into that. His last loss, though, his only loss was in 2006. So that was, 9 years ago. And
2006. He'd been fighting that long?
Yeah, he's been fighting that long. 2006 was his last loss. And he has 2 wins by knockout. So he has power. I'm interested to see how he's doing. It's funny, though. I mean, it's crazy how everyone knows what he's going for.
It's like that kid in Bellator, that Polish kid.
What Polish kid?
Marcin Held,
yeah.
He's going to fight the other black guy, Albert Brooks, or whatever
Will
his
Brooks.
Name is. Will Brooks. Oh, I was thinking about that Jewish comedian. Paul.
Will Brooks is funny on Twitter. He's the most. He's so angry.
Oh, yeah, I never followed that guy. I never followed that guy, but I met Michael Chandler a couple of times. He don't like that guy. Boy.
You don't like Chandler?
No, I like Chandler. He don't like that guy.
Right. So, you know what? I'm so happy they went back to the Ultimate Fighter, this new format, because that team versus team.
Oh, that was hard to stomach that one.
I couldn't get into it.
There's too much to keep track of.
Yeah.
The last one, though, I mean, this is Conor McGregor not showing up to morning practices, though. I mean, come on.
Of course he isn't.
You're a coach. You
he don't want to get up. He
did
wanna
you and Ronda show up to morning practices?
We went to every single training session. Every single training session. But there were also, because a big epidemic that was happening in The Ultimate Fighter was that a lot of our fighters were overtraining. Because you don't understand, like, the recovery time after fights, like, you need to take a solid at least 3 days off. Especially if your fight goes, like, full 3 rounds. It's not healthy for you to go right back into training. Yeah. You're fucked up. You don't even know how your body is still responding to it.
Right.
So there were some times where we would leave it up to them. Like,
but some of you guys didn't make weight on your team, right?
Only one person.
Cody? Or Anthony Gutierrez.
No. Anthony did. But Cody was on the other team.
Right.
But, a lot of our fighters were really fucking overtrained. But there was always a coach at the training sessions, no matter what.
Did you know a guy named Jamie, the coach named Jamie Shaney?
No.
The wrestling coach on Misha's team?
Was the enemy team.
No.
Because we have him on the podcast in 2 minutes.
No.
Oh, Jamie Shea.
Who was that?
What
does he look like?
That's in poor taste to pretend that you didn't know who that guy is, especially he's gonna came on.
Don't fucking
he's gonna
know
came
who
on
is.
The show. I know who you are, Jamie Shea.
I love having you on the show, man. You
of
really
course.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean not on purpose, but you're a very funny person.
Indirectly. But not
by
on
the way, and you
listen,
come to
I got a
couple
wealth,
comedy shows.
I got a wealth of knowledge.
Show.
Yeah, you're welcome because
Now, did you and Chael make up? I know you and Chael.
You know, I didn't talk to Chael since that incident was happened. So
if you guys don't know, at Metamoris, Chael Sonnen lost to who do you go against?
Andre Galvao.
Andre Galvao. He lost, and you were in Galvao's corner.
I was.
And then Chael went to shake your hand, and you turned your back on him.
That was unfortunate that took place. I don't know why you want to rehash that stuff.
Okay, now he got very upset. Chael got very upset. Now, did you?
No big deal.
Did you guys make up?
We didn't. I didn't have. We was talk a little bit after the stuff, but you know. Let's let the bygones.
Okay.
Let's now, like all lang synes. Should all the coins is gonna be?
I hear that Chael. I hear that Chael might take on Josh Barnett in the next Metamoris.
That's a tough fight. Boy.
Why is he doing this?
You never know why another man did some shit like that.
But do you think he has a shot against Josh Barnett?
You tell me what you think.
I don't think so. I think in a wrestling match, Chael wins.
Where's his
win? I think maybe in a wrestling match.
I don't want to go on Hacker to say nothing. I think I've did enough.
Right? In a wrestling match,
to be
wins.
Smart.
In a wrestling match,
and straight
Chael
high school wrestling match. Chael doesn't have to cut weight. Chael walks around 230.
That's totally fine because Josh walks around at like 260.
Yeah, to be fair, Josh is a big boy, okay?
I mean, Chael was eighth in the nation, I think Greco-Roman wrestling. He tried out for the Olympics. He has a better collegiate pedigree than Josh. Josh has a better MMA wrestling, but Josh never, I don't think, wrestled in college.
Yeah,
that,
but
that being
it's
said,
not a wrestling match. It's a fucking jiu-jitsu match.
I would talk about a wrestling match.
It's a catch wrestling match.
Or not, no catch wrestling.
We're
talking about
know.
Just straight wrestling.
Why are we talking
Josh, about Josh trains with collegiate level.
No, he's a badass wrestler.
Heavyweight wrestlers that he brings in for his camps.
It's a good point. All right, so if Josh wins. Okay, listen, we are having another.
Listen, Shale, I didn't say nothing, okay? I didn't agree with that.
Okay. All right. Now listen, we are going to have another post-fight Titan FC press conference. This is two guys that fought last week. Sid Bice, who is 5-0, who is the South Dakota state champion and wrestler. He's 22 years old, 23. He fought Shaney Jamie.
Shane Jamie.
He was a two-time All-American. He's Misha Tate's wrestling coach.
Yeah, that's the guy I talk about that I know. I remember.
He's also he's had a tough career. He's now 3-2. He had a one loss that he got knocked out in 15 seconds.
Why are you gonna bring up that shit? He's about to came on the show now.
Yeah, I'm just.
Wow, you got a lot of balls on
I'm
you.
Not, I'm just giving you his information. He's a great fighter. He's a great All-American wrestler, Division II.
Shaney.
All right, so we're gonna call Sid Bice first. We're gonna talk to him. Talk about
who won the fight.
Sid Bice won. It was a pretty close fight, though.
Sid Bice.
Sid. They call him Sid Vicious.
Oh, Sid Vish.
Hello.
Hey, is this Sid Bice?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, you're on the MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Tyler Bowe, Marina Shafir, and Hanato Laranja. How are you, man?
Awesome. Doing good, man. How are you?
Good. I watched your fight the other day. Great fight. You look great. You are now still undefeated at 125. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just kind of, I had this last week off, kind of recovering stuff, and this week it's back at it, back at the grind, and back in the room, and getting after it.
Now, by the way, your teammate Chris Camozzi said really good things about you. You train over at Factory X, right, in Colorado?
Yep. Yeah, we have lots of great guys, and Chris is one of my guys I look up to for sure. So it's awesome.
He's a good. He has a really hot wife too. A very hot wife.
How come you gotta fucking talk about everybody's wife?
No, right? His wife is hot.
That's
I met
the
her.
Thing.
I met her. I met his wife. Now I was looking up some of your stuff. You're Joe Warren's training partner, right?
Yep.
So that's,
I get the train.
That's got to be great.
It is, man. I actually learn a lot from Joe. He's got some of the best wrestling game in MMA today. So
and some of the
great
best
to learn
acting
from him, and
some of the best acting.
He, what's that?
He have also some of the best acting I ever saw because he's on the David.
He's a little crazy, but that's why we love him.
David Bush.
Awesome.
Dave and Bosch commercial. He did some acting, method acting.
I don't. By the way, if you don't know Renato, he's a 27-time world champion from Brazil.
Yeah, everybody knows that. He knows that.
Okay. Now, Sid, I was looking up your high school accolades. You were 116 wins and 3 losses in high school?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I know my last 2 years I only lost. I think I lost twice when I was a junior, and my senior year I went undefeated. So.
Wow.
Now I had a few good runs for sure.
Now you're from South Dakota, along with Shayna Baszler and David Machado, another guy from South Dakota. We had him on the show, the Bulldog. I like that guy a lot. I love Shayna.
Right.
His little puppy Bulldog is adorable too. Have you met him?
No, I have not met the Bulldog.
He's adorable.
That's how he lure you in there.
With the Bulldog?
Yeah, to show that Bulldog.
Damn it, he got me so good.
That's how I do the same shit.
Now, have you heard of Marina Shafir, by the way? She's a second degree black belt in judo, also fights for Invicta.
I'm not sure if I've seen her fight yet or not.
That's cool. That's totally fine.
Very beautiful girl.
Oh my god.
Now Sid, you're 5-0. You're kicking ass. Do you have now your day job is you train kids wrestling over at Factory X, right?
Yeah, I do that and do privates, and that's about it right now. Just been focusing on fighting.
Yeah. Now I gotta ask you, being that you were 116-2 in fucking high school, how come you didn't go to a D1 college and wrestle for a D1 school?
I wrestled for a D2 college, actually. It's called Augustana.
Yeah.
It's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we had a great wrestling program there. I actually wrestled for 2 years, and then I ended up going back home working on the ranch. But I had good success there, too, as well.
Right.
You know, I think I was like 28 and 7 or 8 my freshman year, and then my sophomore year, I think I was like 20-3 or something like that going into regionals, and I actually lost my wrestle off and didn't get to go, so it kind of bummed me out. But
Nice. Well, you, hey, listen. I mean, look, you got an MMA career right now, and I actually told Brian Levick, the matchmaker. I said this kid's gonna be a star. I don't know what it is, man. Honestly, there are certain guys I watch fight right away, and I'm like, this kid's gonna be trouble for a lot of people. The guy you fought, Chaney Jamie, was no joke. I mean, he was a 2-time All American. He had more experience. He was strong, and you had some really cool moves. And actually, one of the things I'm actually showing people your fight right now. I'm showing Marina, and you had one crazy.
You only showing Marina?
Oh, he took some crazy like.
Yo, I want to show you the
shots
one.
At you from so far away.
Oh.
That was amazing.
Plus, look at your hair. And yeah, the front is nice.
Now, when you landed that overhand right and then you went up for the flying knee, how close do you think you were to finishing that fight?
Oh, man. If I would have connected, that fight would have been over. I threw that thing hard. I wish it would have connected. I was about an inch too high, I think, and just barely missed.
Nice.
Yeah. They were comparing you to TJ Dillashaw in that fight, which is a good.
I know, that was awesome. You know, he's one of my idols. I like to watch him fight, and I love to try to mimic those guys. So that was awesome to hear that from
you got
to
keep your hands up a little more, though. Your hands are a little low.
That's how
okay,
he's.
Don't listen to him.
That's how he's lured. He lured them in like that, like the guy with the fucking bulldog, and then you get punched in the face. I like that. Don't worry. Don't listen to this fucking guy.
Now we are gonna call your opponent right now. We do a thing on the show called the post fight press conference. We're gonna call Shaney or. Shane, right? Shane?
Yeah, I think it's Shane.
It's Shane, Jamie.
Now, Shane said before the fight, he didn't think that he thought you were too one-dimensional for him.
Oh, boy.
And that you had good wrestling, but he was more of a well-rounded mixed martial artist. It was a good fight.
What the fuck he supposed to say? Oh, this guy's going to kick the shit out of me, and I'm you gotta sell yourself. You gotta,
of course.
You gotta believe you're going to win.
I'm just telling you what he said, Porja. Okay?
Hello.
Hey, is this Shane Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, you're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me, 27-time world champion Hanato Laranja, Tyler Bowe, and the very talented Marina Shafir, as well as your opponent from last week, Sid Bice. How are you, man?
Doing pretty good.
Now you're in Tennessee, right?
Yes, sir. I'm right outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, nice. I'm in Chattanooga all the time doing comedy. I like Tennessee. Good place.
Yeah, you always gotta bring yourself into the conversation.
Thank you very much. Now you had a tough fight with Sid Bice. How do you think the fight went? What would you have done differently if you guys would fight again?
Oh my gosh, that was a tough fight. Really good fight. It was like all standing, and he's in absolute great shape. You know, he was going hard all three rounds. And what would I do different? Geez. I would try more takedowns going after takedowns harder. I did make some attempts for takedowns, but it was kind of towards the end, and I was pretty tired at the end. If we were to fight again, I'd probably try to go harder for a takedown earlier on.
Did he impress you at all? Because I remember before the fight you said that you thought he was a little one-dimensional. Did he show you that he wasn't?
No, I didn't think he was one-dimensional. I think even on my information that I wrote about him, I thought he had good hands, and I knew he was going to have a good grappling, good wrestling background, and he practices stand-up at a stand-up gym in Colorado, so I thought he was going to have good hands too. But his cardio, he was in great shape. That's one thing I was like, man, come second round, third round, he was just as going as hard as the first.
Nice. So.
He also had that bangs coming down the front like Justin Bieber.
Yes, he also has a little bit of a Justin Bieber look going
where
to him.
He was distracted because he looked nice, and he was look light skinned, poor.
Now Shane, you are a very accomplished wrestler. You were 2-time Division II All American. Are you still the wrestling coach over at Cumberland?
Yes, I am. Actually, I ducked out of practice right now. The practice is going on right now. I'm the assistant wrestling coach at Cumberland University, and we're an NAI school. We're top 10 team. Last year we placed 9th. The year before that we placed 6th in the nation as a team.
Nice.
Last year we had 3 All-Americans, and we have 1 returning All-American this year. So
We'll see how it goes this year.
That's great that you do that. I also coach a wrestling team for little kids and
kids. The same thing. Cumberland's College, little kids.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Pretty much.
Level.
I'm just saying. I have a huge love for the sport.
We have them playing duck goose and chag and bullshit like that because it's baby.
Yeah, we do the
it's
same
like
thing,
babysitting.
Yes. Red Rover, we're doing that right now.
Yeah,
actually.
Head Hover, come over.
Now you were the ultimate. You were the coach on the Ultimate Fighter, right? From Misha Tate for Team Misha.
Yeah, I was actually a guest coach on the Latin Ultimate Fighter 2 that's airing right now.
Oh, nice.
I was a guest on Latin Ultimate Fighter, and I was also a wrestling coach at Tough 18 for Misha too, as well.
No,
yeah.
What was it like working with Misha?
It was great. I mean, she's a good friend of mine. I've known her for a long time.
Tell her so I said hi. Boy.
Being able to be down there for 6 weeks for filming and working out with Chris Holdsworth, Cody Bollinger, Josh Hill and Fazzetti and all the girls, Rocky, Roxy, Sarah and Juliana. It was awesome. And I'm still in contact with all of them. So
nice.
It was a great experience.
Who do you like this weekend? Jessica I or Pena?
Who do I got? Oh, of course. Come on, Juliana. Juliana Pena, the Vixen.
It's gonna be a good fight.
The Venezuelan Vixen.
I can't call that fight.
I mean, she's an Invicta now?
No. They're fighting in the UFC.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. I thought you said Invict.
No, they're fighting this weekend. Fighting this weekend. Okay. And at UFC 192.
Nice.
Now, Janie, Shane, you've had a tough career. Your second fight, you got knocked out in 15 seconds.
Listen.
Was that? No, I got to talk about that. Because the fact that you rebounded, but how did you come back from that? Because I know a lot of fighters out there that, like, you know, they get stopped early. They can never bounce back. How did you bounce back from that?
Well, I mean, after that, I took a little break. And I started to take classes. I started focusing at school. I got my bachelor's degree, and then, you know, because my next fight after that was like a year and a half after. So I just, you know, I took a little break, took a step back, really focused on my schooling, got my bachelor's, and I'm actually in grad school right now. That's what I'm doing here at Cumberland. I'm working on my master's in education, and I took a little time and focused on school, focused on something else a little bit, and then... Then I started hitting train hard again.
Nice.
And I had a fight in Washington. And then a month after that, I had a fight in Arkansas. And then a month after that, I had a fight in Washington again.
What did you have for breakfast on each of those days? And tell us everything about your life.
No, I was reading about you. It was interesting because you were the assistant coach at Cumberland Wrestling. The head coach found God one day and left.
Yeah, he ended up putting his resignation, and they asked me to be the interim head coach. So I took over for the rest of the year to be head coach last year, halfway through the year.
Yeah, but it was crazy.
With the national champ, and we finished a guy that got second and a guy that got fourth. So
it was nuts. He like posts on Facebook. I read his Facebook post. He goes, "I'm sorry to say, I'm like sick of everything. God told me to leave. Bye." And then they interview you, and then you're like, "No comment."
Oh yeah, well, the guy that resigned. I mean, I know him really well, Todd Allen. I was his coach. When he wrestled in college, I was his college wrestling coach.
Right. Well, listen, normally there's a lot of bad blood between the people we talk to, but you guys all seem like real nice guys.
Well, is Sid Bice still on the fucking...
Yes, Sid, right?
Sid, you're still there? Boy, I thought the guy was gone.
No, Sid's still
here. He's just sulking it in.
Yeah, Sid.
He's just remembering now that next time they fight, he's going to wait for the takedown kick into the chops.
Sid, get ready, man, because you're 125. I'm telling you, I think that you're going to get the next call up pretty soon to the big time. And get ready to have your world change, man.
Yeah, man, I'm ready for it. I've been training hard, so... That's my goal, man, is to make it to the top and fight in the highest level in the UFC.
Those leg kicks are vicious, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like how when you talk...
Yeah, they were. Ouch. Yes, they were.
When you talk to Sid, you say, "Oh, Poha, you're going to be the next big thing since sliced bread." And then you talk to Shaney and you say, "Poha, he hashed the pass and
no,
he was knocked out." You know what? That's
that's bullshit.
That's bias.
I'm a big fan of Shane,
you're
by the way.
You're a partisan.
Shane, I'm a big fan of you. Where do you go from here?
Where do I go from here, Jeez?
to the shop.
I'm hoping to fight on Titan again. I mean, I hope I hear from them, but I'm not sure.
Are
if
you
not, I can find other fights at smaller shows around here and get some more wins.
Poha, you must be excited that Vinny Magalhães left Titan FC, so you don't have to fight under the same umbrellas as that fat pig. That fat piece of shit.
Oh, so I don't know who that is.
Oh, exactly. You know why? You just made my point. Ah, poha, I'm going to put that on a loop.
By the way.
I'm going to listen to that like a hypnotism when I go to sleep. Instead of listening to the sound of the Hain or the seashore, I'm going to listen to that one you said, who the fuck, Vinny Magalhães? Who the fuck?
By the way, the guy you're talking to is 27-time world champion, Renato Laranja.
I think that's pretty clear to him and all the viewers.
Okay.
And,
now,
and also Marina.
Now, word on the street, Sid, is that girls in Colorado don't shave their vag. Is that true?
That's a lie.
I think it's a lie, man.
Maybe when you go to Boulder or something,
one of the hippie towns, you might get some of that. But
you didn't do some investigation?
I think it's clean shave.
You said you think it's a lie. You didn't did any investigative hippie?
Have you done any investigating with the girls in Colorado?
I haven't. I actually have a girlfriend, so I've got to be a good guy for sure.
What about you, Shane? Any Tennessee tale?
Any details?
No, it's chill. Sex.
Any Tennessee tale?
Tennessee tales? No, we got a lot of Southern belles down here.
Oh.
You gotta love the accent.
I love that.
Nice.
Everywhere I go, like all the waitresses, they call you sugar or honey.
I like that.
Like, hey, sugar, you want something to drink, sugar? Like, what? I'm not your sugar, but, I mean, sure, I'll have some water, please. Thank you.
I take that as an invitation to have intercourse. If a woman treat me with any kindness or is just look at me too long, I say, boha, she wants to do sex.
Oh, no, man. That's scary, buddy.
Yeah. Scary for you, boha, but, you know, to the women, it's a whole different story. Maybe you never laid eyes on me. My skin looked like it was dust with Egyptian cinnamon, poha.
I hope it's not the same way for guys if they stare too long.
Yeah, maybe too long. You stare on that one, you're going to burn your eyes from the cinnamon, poha.
Well, listen, guys, it's been an honor to talk to you guys. Honestly, Shane, keep up the good work, man. You're living the dream. You're coaching wrestling. You're fighting. You're banging Southern Belles. I like it. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other guy got unshaved pussy on the side, and also he got his girlfriend. And
yes,
stuff.
Sid Bice, you got lots of hairy vages, and so good work, guys. Keep up the good work, boys. Look forward to seeing you in Titan again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah, bye bye.
All right. That interview was brought to you by American Icon Autographs, the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. Past signings have included Fedor, Sakuraba, Rampage, Big Dog, Hoist, and Marlise Conan. So go to AIASE.com. I'm also drinking Chimera coffee right now, and it is delicious.
It is so good.
Become the legend. KIMERAKOFFEE.com. Use coupon code MMA Roasted. Also, tip a fighter. Guys, these fighters are underpaid. We can make a difference. Tipafighter.com.
I like that.
They hit, we tip. Tipafighter.com.
That's a great idea. That's one of the best ones.
And also, have gang members taken over your place, okay? Go to Remove It Restoration. They will take care of it. If your place is full of graffiti, okay, and you need to get it off, removeitrestoration.com, 1-888-424-9697.
How the fuck they going to remove the gang members?
No, you're not going to remove the gang members. They're graffiti.
Yeah, good luck. You go there, hit restorations, and show up when the fucking gang members are going to get shot. You're going to get stabbed to the back.
Okay.
To the back.
All right. Yeah. So, listen. By the way, on the phone right now, we have Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks is here. He actually is just calling in. Johnny, how are you, man? Johnny?
Oh, boy. Where's Johnny Hendricks?
Someone said Johnny Hendricks is calling in. Do we have Johnny? Johnny, how are you, man?
Hey, man. I'm doing great over here, man.
You got a fight coming up against Tyron Woodley?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm gonna fight him, you know. And you know, he tried to bit my finger off. He thought it was a barbecued spare rib a long time ago. We were fighting, wrestling, and I might end up in his garden. I think I do very good in his garden.
Right now you're fighting in Houston. You probably will have a lot of people rooting for you. Is that a distraction?
A distraction. I mean, I just focus on. It's like watching NASCAR for me.
Nice. Now, all right, watching NASCAR. Okay, now Tyron Woodley, he's been calling you out. You seem to want the fight against Robbie Lawler. You wanted that fight. Is Tyron Woodley a step down for you?
Tyron Woodley's very athletic, and I think I'll do very good in his guard.
Hanato, how do you think he's gonna do?
Poha, that's a tough one. How you doing, Johnny Hendricks? I know I've talked about you in the past. Hey, how you doing there, Hanada?
Wow, you guys friends? Have you guys ever rolled together?
I've never rolled with that guy, but he looked like even though he sounds like he's from the deep south, the Appalachian Mountains, he looked like a guy who owned a shish kebab stand, Poha.
He does have that weird beard. Johnny, have you ever gone down on your girlfriend and got confused?
You know, guys, I'm gonna cut this interview short because I gotta focus on my wrestling, and I'm gonna fight a real tough colored guy pretty soon.
Colored guy? You can't say colored guy.
Oh, my fault. He's Afro American.
Okay, African American. You can't not Afro American. It's African American.
All right now.
All right. Well, it's Johnny. Not? Well, Johnny Marina, how do you think Johnny's gonna do?
I think Johnny's going to do very well.
You think he's going to beat Tyron?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I think he's got very good defensive wrestling.
You think? Yeah, but you think?
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And Tyler, how do you think he's going to do?
I think it's going to be a tough matchup. Johnny, you got the big left hand. You got some strong wrestling. Former champ. I think he might get this.
You think he might get this?
I think he's going to get it.
All right. Well, another fighter on the card is Alan Juban. Alan Juban is here. He's actually calling in as well. Alan, you have a huge fight coming up. This is your toughest fight. This Russian is tough. How are you training for this guy?
Man, I'm just training my boxing. I'm trying to put everything together, you know. And I'm training 10th Planet. I'm training at Saxon. And you know, I did a little stuff, a little Cuban judo with Marina Shafir.
How was that?
She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
But you have an Asian wife. I know that you can't.
Yeah, you know, she's from Thailand, and we have a child, KG Fresh, and you know, I'm just trying to do my best.
Okay, now this is your big step up. Now I know that you've been trying to get some kind of a sponsorship with Versace. You think this will help the Versace sponsorship?
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to do. You know, I'm just trying to make a living for my family, and I'm just trying to, you know, go back. And I know I fight with a lot of heart.
Are you just trying to stay as pretty as you can for as long as you can?
Man, she's just saying that.
Marina, right now, I've never seen her like this before.
Like what?
You seem like you like buckets right now. I mean, honestly, you look very excited to have Alan around here.
Today?
Man. Yeah, it just seems like Alan walked in right now during the
man,
last...
Man, don't say that, man.
All right. Alan's the kind of guy that you'd go for, right, if you were single?
I don't know.
Because he's not bald and short.
I don't really go for guys when I'm single.
But I
kind of just like really enjoy what being single, and then like something happens, and I'm just like...
She just lets the guys come to her.
Yeah, man. Well, I got to get back to sex, son. So thank you, man, and everybody, and my sponsors and everything. Brahma Book.
Good luck this week. Thank you for coming on the show. Alan Juban, I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to weather the storm, brother.
Weather the storm. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Whoa, that was crazy.
Are we going to have any other guests?
We had Johnny Hendricks here. We had Alan Juban. This is some
How
podcast.
About Gabby Garcia? Wow. I feel Star like she's studded. Walking around the building.
Gabby's really. Fucking ripped, by the way.
She is ripped.
How did she lose?
Fucking no.
How did that happen?
Vitamin.
Brazilian vitamin.
Water. Flintstone vitamin.
Coconut
oil.
An all natural diet. All natural. Chicken and broccoli.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. Seriously. Because she was
chicken
so
and horse meat.
On the ultimate horse meat?
Yeah.
Horse meat.
Yes, all right.
The same thing that Dr. Steve Brule was telling you to eat.
Speaking of which, so this fight coming up on Thursday, because I know that you're not going to be here Thursday, right?
You Why are you not going to be here Tuesday?
Is it Thursday or tomorrow?
The podcast is on Thursday from 3 to 5.
Oh, it's on Thursday. Yeah, I'm working.
And Tyler's not going to be here, and Hanato's not going to be here.
Yeah, porra,
so
you got that
we
right.
We got to go over the fight real quick.
If you can do it tomorrow, I can do it tomorrow.
Thank you, but we can't. Hector Lombard coming in, and we have Uncle Creepy coming in studio.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be here.
Uncle Creep. Why you said that when he said Uncle Creepy, you're like, I'm not going to be here.
No, I'm not going to be here.
You don't like
I'm not going to be here. I can't get excited. I can't get excited about it because I'm just not going to be here.
All right, fine.
Listen, the attitude. Settle yourself.
Okay, so the main card, DC versus Gustafson. I'm liking DC all day long. Gustafson's coming off two losses. He got knocked out in his last fight by Anthony Johnson. The John Jones fight, I don't think John was taking him that seriously from what I've heard from his training partners. He definitely was not taking him seriously. I think that Gustafson's a great fighter, but I just think DC is a different class of a fighter, a little bit of a higher class.
Yeah, that's a tough fight for Gust. That's a very tough fight.
So who are you picking?
I'm going to go DC, but I like Gust. He's good, but I got to go DC.
And you, Marina?
I think DC is going to win.
Okay, and Tyler?
I think DC too. But yeah. I think if Gustafson can keep him at range and use his boxing, he will make it a tough fight.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I think DC gets it.
Right. I just think that his wrestling is strong. Don't forget the training over at AKA fucking monsters, man.
Plus,
I mean, Luke Rockhold,
when he body slammed Dan Henderson, I had like a tear roll down my eye. I was
really?
Like, no.
Plus, when he took that fucking shot from Humble Johnson's,
yeah,
and he can take that one,
yeah,
and shake it off. I don't think anybody gonna hit you much harder than Humble Johnson.
I don't think so. It is a 5-round fight, and Gus may have better cardio than DC, but I just don't. I just think DC's gonna lock him up, close distance, take him down, and pound him out.
But it's nothing personal because I like Gus.
No, it's never personal. In fact, a fighter
for you is personal. No. Look what the bone you had to pick with what's his name, Shaney Jamie.
I like
you treated
Shane
that
Jamie.
Guy like shit.
No, I didn't
know.
Star.
I do you?
No, but I've had fighters
Listen,
recently. I had a huge fighter get very mad at me for not picking him. I texted Marina.
Oh, yeah. I remember
a huge
that.
Guy, a fat guy?
No, like a very well-known fighter texted me that I picked against him and got very angry at me.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be like, angry at you too if you did that.
What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to
explain to him that you're a comedian who has an MMA roasted podcast.
Yeah, who don't know what the fuck
do.
He's talking about.
Well, what
about.
Happens is the guy who he was fighting was on the show. And I made it clear to him, whoever I'm talking to, I pick. It's kind of a running joke, but that's how I get people on the show. But I pick, that's how it is. I normally,
oh, man, I feel
he,
so
He mind
flattered.
Makes you never
it's
come
so
back
nice.
On the
I
show.
I always pick you, Marina.
Uh-huh. If I had to fight Hanato, who would you pick?
Hanato. I've seen Hanato 27-time world
what a
champion,
surprise.
Tyler. You're a high school
what
wrestler.
What a fucking surprise.
No offense. Now.
You're barking down the wrong trees.
Now, Ryan Bader versus Rashad Evans.
That's a hard one. I'm not going to know how to pick that one.
I got Rashad all day.
Normally, maybe you're going to say Rashad. But I don't know why that's funny. But on this one, how long the layoff,
long
Rashad?
Time. Long
how
layoff.
Long? How long?
It was 600 and something days.
Now, that's a long fucking chimey. And I that's the only...
It's a lot of timing.
That's the only...
it's a lot of timing.
That's the only thing that's maybe
yeah,
make
no,
me
that's
think
a,
twice.
It's a big factor, but I still think Rashad's better in this case. I do.
You
I
heard
think,
that high in Bader.
I feel like Bader beats
I hope
the guys
you
he's supposed to beat.
Yeah.
But at that elite level.
He remember high in Bader who said that.
Okay. All right. Finally, so we got Alan Juban over Magomedov. Jessica Ai versus Juliana Pena. Marina.
Jessica Ai.
How?
I think she just outstrikes her.
You have a bones to pick.
I have a bones to pick?
From the bad blood that you had between that.
No, I just think that Jessica Ai is more of a talent. Like, Juliana Pena is very aggressive, and I feel like Jessica, coming off of her loss, mm-hmm. is going to know how to deal with that kind of aggression.
They're both kind of cute, though. I like
they're No, both, they're both adorable.
They're both hot. Pena is the favorite in this fight.
Of course. She's the up-and-comer.
Really?
Yeah, because she's dominated in all her fights.
But I has fought in the better girls, but Pena
exactly.
Has
so this
more
is
dominant.
I don't know.
I can't pick this fight because I want to see both.
Either one of them can. So, either one of them can contact me, and I can give
one,
to them a private.
Now, Benavidez versus Ali Bagatinov. I like Benavidez.
Yeah, Benavidez. But anytime you got a Russian guy that also have a Muslim sounding name, you better watch the fuck out, porra.
By the way, it was Sean Jordan versus Magomedov, not Alan Jabon. Alan Jabon's fighting Albert Tumenov. Sorry about that. Yeah. Rose Namajunas, Angela Hill.
Rose.
Ooh, that's an interesting thug. Fight, porra.
Yeah, I mean,
one white, one Latina that look white, and one black.
Is that why it's interesting?
Yeah.
What about their skills or anything?
Oh, the female stuff. Yeah, they do a little stuffs in there, and they try skill. I mean, but you know, when the women do some fighting.
All right. Well, listen, guys, that is our podcast. By the way, this kid Sage Northcutt is making his debut. He's 6-0.
Sage.
He looks like a fucking Abercrombie and Fitch model. Have you seen this?
Oh, that kid. No. I'm gonna tell you something about that kid. I was talking to Boss Hooten about that kid. He said a while back before he signed the UFC, he said keep your eye out for this kid. And you look know, Boss kid, know right what now. The fuck he's talking about.
Look at this. The kid looks like. He looks like Zach.
He looked
from
like
Saving
Zach. Yeah, he looked like Zach.
Had a fucking baby.
So this guy's supposed to be the best. This guy's supposed to be like the greatest karate guy in the history of everything.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, yeah. Right?
And also, he's looked like you know, yeah, Abercrombie
this kid
and
must,
Fitch.
He said European. This kid must get more. I just want to smell his penis.
Oh, for her.
So listen, now listen. That
you're
is
get a lot of hashtags up.
Marina, you don't want to smell that guy's penis.
No, I'm
hopefully
good.
You don't smell nothing.
I don't ever really want to smell. That, no.
When you're near his penis, you don't want to smell that shit.
No, I don't. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it smells like Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah.
When you're near my penis, smell like cologne too.
Wait, you think
more
his
expensive.
Penis smells like Abercrombie and Fitch cologne?
Yeah, because you know how you can smell it from like down the hall in the mall.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm sure. Like when he comes out, everybody's like, he's coming.
I don't know. What does your penis smell like?
It smells like Bay Hum. that or Old Spicy.
Okay.
The Old Spicy?
Yeah. Well, the Bay Hum, you're probably too young to remember
Bay Hum?
That.
What is that?
It's like an aftershave that your father going to put on that.
It's a powder?
No, you put on the aftershave commercial, the guy always looked like they have a stiff hands when they put
like that
skin bracy.
Okay.
That like electric shave by Mannins.
Well, listen, guys, that is our
show.
I want
to, Marina, you don't have, you really have a boyfriend?
I do have
you
a boyfriend.
You do, yeah. Why you play so coy and you play with your hair the whole time and you,
that's what I do.
Now when I'm talking to you, you're wiggling back and forth your chair.
Is this giving you mixed signals?
I'm sorry, yeah. Because you look mixed. You look like you kind of could be.
That could be kind of single.
No, mixed. Like you half single. You know, some girls
right,
half
guys,
black,
we gotta
half
get
white.
Out of here.
You're
listen,
half single, half
thank
taken.
Thank you so much for watching or listening to the podcast. I will be. Where am I supposed to be? I'm gonna be at the Ha Ha Friday night.
Ha Ha. That sounds. We gotta be a funny timing.
At the Laugh Factory.
Like funny timing.
I'm at the Hollywood Improv, October 30th. You better be there, headlining it.
On Halloween?
No, the day before Halloween.
Oh.
Well, yes. You're going to tell a lot of fucking Halloween jokes and shit.
I'm going to get booed.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
So listen, now that was horrible.
I'm dying from laughter.
I want to thank our sponsors, Remove It Restoration. If your place has been tagged up with graffiti, call 1-888-424-9697 or go to removeitrestoration.com. Also, American Icon Autographs, AIASE.com. Best sports and celebrity memorabilia events. Signings have included Fedor, Sakuraba, Rampage, Big Nog, Hoyce, and Marlise Conan, and more. Also, Tip a Fighter. Go to tipafighter.com at Tip a Fighter. Fighters, sign up for this, okay? Tip a Fighter. And as well as Chimera Coffee, KimeraKoffee.com. Coupon code MMA Roasted. Become the legend. Where can people find you this week, Tyler?
You know what? I've got a college gig this weekend in Pennsylvania, but it's just for students. So just check me out on Twitter at TylerBo.
Hanato, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Hanato _ Laranja. And you can also find the, wait, I'm talking. And also Instagram me on the same one, Hanato _ Laranja.
But they can
Laranja.
Also book you for seminars,
they
right?
can book me to seminars. You can do a private. I have a new stuff where if you husband want to get cuckold, you can pay maybe $10,000 something. You can't have sex with Hanach. Imagine that when you was young, you can't have sex with the famous people like that. Well, now you're going to have the opportunity. And then also, you know, I'm do a lot of other shit.
Okay, Marina, where can people find you?
Marina Shafir everywhere.
Yes. And what's your wrestling name going to be?
My wrestling name? I haven't thought about it.
All right, think about it. I like In the Rear Shafir, by the way.
Okay.
That's all right, so listen, thank you guys so much. Take care.